106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. I understand the government of Alberta has reached some sort of deal with TransAlta with regards to flood mitigation and reservoirs. Tell us a little bit more.
TransAlta has a number of facilities, whole reservoir system.
In fact, we see it every time we drive up to the Nordic Center.
These reservoirs can hold water and they can release water. And that is something that helps when you're trying to address droughts, floods, and climate change. So the province and TransAlta have reached an agreement where the province can determine the levels of the Ghost Reservoir through May to end of August each year for the next 5 years in order to address water levels in terms of flood and drought for the city of Calgary. It also has three reservoirs that it can adjust anytime in Kananaskis country. And the price tag of the ability to make those adjustments is $5.5 million a year.
So basically the government is taking control of these reservoir levels when they want to, and the taxpayer has to pay TransAlta this money to do so?
Yeah. Now, TransAlta being a private company, they operate these reservoirs with water levels in mind, but more in line with what their energy production needs are.
I see.
And so, say we're in a drought situation and the reservoir has water in it, releasing water would assist. Say there is a rainstorm and there's too much water, holding back water in the reservoir would assist downstream. But instead of TransAlta making those decisions, what we're paying for is for the province to make those decisions, and it's a five-year agreement, so $27.5 million. Not to mention the fact all the reservoirs in Kananaskis country are operated within provincial parks on public land.
Could we not save that $27.5 million by, you know, if there is an emergency situation, a quick phone call from the government to TransAlta, hey, do you mind adjusting your water levels to help us out? Would that not be a little bit cheaper, maybe slightly less efficient? But
it just seems like a lot of money for an option.
Yeah.
Especially when most of these things are located already on provincial land. I mean, maybe we got a deal on it for that, which, you know,